Critics are calling Wild Rose funny, moving, and brilliantly uplifting.
I'm trying to get to Nashville.
Do you not think you've sacrificed enough for that fantasy?
It's irresistible.
This is me trying to make something of myself.
This year's A Star Is Born only better.
You're young, you're incredibly talented. There is nothing you can't do.
Starring Jesse Buckley and Julie Walters.
When you put your mind to something, you can do anything.
It's sensational, a must-see. Wild Rose, in cinemas April 12th.
This week at Tesco, extra-large Easter eggs are two for £8. And we've got an extra-large choice on all your favourite brands, including Maltesers, Mini Eggs and Kit Kat. At two for £8, the only thing that isn't extra-large is the price. Tesco, every little helps. Ends 7th of April, selected stores subject to availability.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon. Sue Studio.
Kelly Grant.
The Grandmaster.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Shall I say Scottsdale?
Oh, Scottsdale.
Don't get this shit confused.
Yeah. We're very excited. We actually have a screen, so we're going to try. Let's see if this works here.
Welcome, the AV Club. Nerd!
I know. Let's see. Can we get our logo up there? Let's see if it's going to happen or not. This is very exciting. This is premium content right now, seeing if it's going to work. What's going on, guys? Thank you for having us here.
So good to see you. I'm from El Paso, Texas, and I used to come to Scottsdale every year with my parents. So every time I'm here, I'm like terrified of my mother. Like it just starts setting in, you know? Like I can't believe I came here so fat again. Like I'm not. Every summer as a kid, I'd be like, next time I'm coming back here. Thin resorts. No, never happened.
You guys, we got the logo up on the screen. That is the most exciting thing that's happened this week. Oh my God. I totally didn't hear anything you just said, Ronnie. I'm sorry.
Do you guys have very dry skin here?
Oh.
What happened? It died?
It died.
It's because I said dry skin. Okay. This is the first time I've ever been here where it's not hot as hell. I'm not even sweating. This is argan oil you're seeing glistening on my face right now. It's amazing. Okay, so you guys have a lot of hot people here, and we just found out that we're here during Pride. What are Phoenix gays like? What are Phoenix gays like? Gays?
So exciting.
Is it working?
It was on, and then it went. It seems like it's going to come on.
It.
There it is. It'll just be like an ongoing thing. We just can't slam the table.
I have the remote controls. I'm just fucking with Ben this
whole time. I know. You know that this is like my personality type. Like, I'm sorry, there's a live podcast, but I have to focus on the computer.
And I do nothing except pretend to control things.
I know.
I'm like, it's all under my control.
Oh, my goodness.
So what a day. We flew here. It was really fun. Got fat shamed by the bitch next to me. Let me tell you something.
This is true.
I farted on her so bad, too.
Good for you. Good for you.
I did. And I even hate the word fart. I can't believe I say it.
Yeah.
I use the Lebanese word or the Arabic word fus. because that's a nice word. Fart's disgusting. I hate when he says, I just hate when people say it, but that bitch deserved it. Yeah. How dare.
I love when a fart is used for good.
Yeah.
It's so important to do
it. Was
it
was
right.
A justice fart.
Yeah, justice fart.
So I got on there, you know, and it's Southwest, which I love Southwest. I don't care what you guys say, okay? Just pay your extra $20. You don't have to remember to call or whatever. The early bird special, and I'm old now, so I'm like, early bird! So I get on there, and there's a middle seat, you know, that's empty, and Ben loves to sit in the fire exit, which, who does that, okay?
It's not like a tenement building.
I know, but they give you a speech. I've never sat in the fire exit until I met Ben. And they give you this speech in the beginning, and they're like, you guys, if something happens with the plane, you're going to save the people. So I need verbal confirmation from everybody here that you are willing and able. Nobody in that row was willing or able. No. I'm telling you that right now. We were fat, old, exhausted. Nobody's we're all going to die at this Southwest plane.
Yeah. But we made it here, and we're so glad. So, you guys, welcome to Watch Our Crappins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. Hello, ladies.
So, you guys get crazy in these shows, which we do, too. I mean, look, these are both vodka. So, let's not
it's
front.
It's actually true.
But be quiet around each other. And if your neighbor is talking too loudly, manipulate someone and telling them to shut up!
Or just say, goodbye, Kyle!
So, we're here to recap Summer House today, but, guys, this Real Housewives of Beverly Hills stuff is
this
just...
Beverly Hills, it needs to be discussed.
It needs to be talked about.
This is a scandal.
Really bad things are happening.
Yeah. This is... We need to address this situation. There is a big mystery happening on Bravo.
It's a mystery. And there's no justice because these people all screw each other over and then the producers screw them over and then I'm left here defending my poor, innocent, little, broken bird, Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
Who would never do anything to hurt anybody.
And, you know, the big question is, who leaked the story to Radar Online? You guys, we're not gonna be able to settle it here in this room. We're gonna have to go someplace else. We're gonna have to go to the People's Court, which would be really funny if the music played right then.
Yeah. Is it plugged in all the way? You think?
Yeah, it's plugged in. No, it's not gonna. Oh, there it goes.
Coming into the courtroom now is the honorable, gorgeous, and always correct in justice, Mr. Inder Medley. Welcome, the honorable Judge Inder Medley.
I can't stop the music. We'll just let the music fade on its own. Thank you. All right. So, please welcome to the People's Court our honorable judge.
They heard it. It's not like we get to cut it.
Well, I'd...
Like, cut, start again. All right, we're going to start again.
Judge Dorinda Medley.
Judge Dorinda Medley.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for coming. It's a court. It's a good place. We have justice. Four bedrooms. If somebody does something wrong, I'm going to hit the gravel and tell you.
Listen, if you're guilty, I'm going to send you to the Moroccan room. If you're really guilty, I'm sending you to the fish room, okay?
Whoever's innocent gets to stay in Hannah's room. It's the best room. Yeah.
You know what? I think no one's guilty here. I think that we're just all trying to be good people. It was a new turning of a new leaf. And you better back it up. You better back it up off the bench. All right, where's Mackie Post?
All right, we got our lawyers here. Ronnie and Ben. Yeah. Ben, Ronnie. Yeah. Which one is... Who's the thin one? What's his name?
Well, I think it's time to call up our first witness. Are we ready for our first witness?
Yeah, I want to call up my first witness because I'm going to grill some bitches right now.
First witness. Who should we call to the stand?
I think we need to call the very seedling of this ugly, ugly tree. The beautiful seedling of this ugly tree. Miss Lisa Vanderpump, please take the stand. Darling.
I'm sorry I manipulated you all here into this courtroom.
Not to affect the outcome of this case, but Chef Joe has made a special for all of you.
Yes. It's something we do in this courthouse that's never heard of in America. Every night we have a new type of dish. We call it a special.
Tonight it is not guilty tartar. Get it? Okay, Lisa. First of all, your décolletage in court is insane. Like, who wears a ball gown to court? This is the people's court, okay? The bailiff doesn't have any teeth.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm redecorating flowers. business.
Yeah, that really does change things in here. Makes you like you're not guilty.
All right, so here's the case against you, Lisa. Basically, you've manipulated somebody. Your friend had a dog, and she didn't like it, so you gave her another dog, and then the dog bit off her husband's face.
Let's not talk about the dog.
That's what you're here to talk about.
Let's not talk about the dog. Talk about the dog.
I will not be manipulated, Vanderpump.
Go on.
Okay, so you've been accused of then taking that second dog and giving it to a random lady. Now, before we even go on, who is this woman? No one has ever seen this woman.
I think you're... I didn't give the dog to any random person.
Oh, you gave
it
to
my friend, Dorit.
I've not even started drinking. That's where we're at. Okay, so you've given the second dog to Dorit. Then
yes.
Dorit supposedly gave this dog to some woman nobody knows about. And then the dog ended up in a shelter. Is that correct?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about Pandora and Jaxie Waxie and Schnookums and Pookums and Kickums, my new hamsters.
Okay, so then the dog goes to the shelter. These gays find it. You're pay for gays.
Oh, I don't even know what a gay person is.
So then you manipulate the pay for gays into...
I have 5,000 people working at Vanderpump Talks. I don't even know who's gay there.
Lisa, I know that's a lie. I've been to your restaurants. Ain't nobody working, okay?
Last time I checked, I walked in there with a manila envelope.
Okay, so then... I'm getting so lost in this case. It's so twisty and turny, Lisa. Okay, so then you manipulate the pay for gays into telling John Mellencamp's offspring.
Teddy bear, my heart.
Meg Ryan, the thorn in Meg Ryan's side, as we call her. Meg Ryan's case for divorce, as we call her in my home. Teddy Mellencamp. And you manipulated the pay for gays into telling Teddy to bring the dog out on camera and ruin Dorit's life. Is this correct?
How could I even manipulate them? I don't even know how to use a phone. What is a phone? What is this?
Lisa, you know
is
how
this
to
a
use
book?
A phone. Lisa, you know how to use a phone.
No, I send doves.
You know, I actually believed you until today. Today I'm getting fucked over with my belief system. All right, do you have any final words for yourself? Because we're going to start calling up some witnesses here pretty quick.
Tuna tata.
Okay, thank you. Let's bring in next witness,
please. All right,
please.
Next witness. All right, I would like to call to the stand my witness, my primary witness, Ms. Kyle Richards.
Come into the courtroom.
Wow.
Hey, order in the court. Order in the court.
Order in the court. Yeah, I really want to make an order.
Yeah, I'd like some General Tso's and some sesame chicken, please. Thank you.
All right. File Smithers, thank you so much for coming. Benny, what's your questions for Kyle?
Kyle Richards, I have a question.
What?
When you read the article in Radar Online, did you or did you not say that Lisa Vanderpump once told you that you always have to think about who the article benefits?
Well, that's true. It's called motive, Ben. And I've never my motive is to love Lisa Vanderpump. I've never done anything but show pure love for her. Hmm. You know, I love people. My sister had a house. She didn't know what to do with it. She never even mowed the lawn. So I did what you do if someone can't carry something. I helped her carry it. Then I put it in my trunk and I drove away.
And how long have you, Kyle Richards, been friends with Lisa Vanderpump?
19 years. And which might be a lie. I don't really know the answer to that. But it's been a long time. And she's long enough to steal a car style, a hairstyle, new teeth, and a swing.
And she was your best friend, right?
Well, you know, I mean, she didn't design my house or anything like Faye or, you know, teach my daughters how to make it in the internet like Chris or, you get the idea, but she's pretty special to me. I love her very much.
Wow. It almost sounds like you cozied up to her almost out of convenience, almost like you cozied up to her when you realized she was the most popular one on the cast, right?
Well, I think that that's up to debate, Ben.
I'm
sure. Kyle Richards. I am a TV producer. I have a star.
So, isn't it possible that you would benefit from taking down Lisa Vanderpump so that way you could be the most popular one on the show?
Yep.
Isn't this kind of what you've tried to do already two times over the past 10 years on the show and failed both times and came crawling back to Lisa Vanderpump both times?
Oh my God. Look what I just found in your pocket. Your house. You're welcome. I'm leaving. I'm not taking this crap. Goodbye,
Kyle. Goodbye, Kyle. You know what? I can't believe you just stormed right out of court. That's crazy.
It's almost like someone didn't get their massage on time.
Yeah.
All right, come on. Bring up the next witness.
I would like to call up a new witness to grill.
All right, come on, bring him on. You know what? Anyone's welcome in my home.
The state would like to call up Miss Dorit Kemsley.
Picky! Judge Dorinda, what an honor. I haven't been this honored since Boy George sang at my wedding. He knows Madonna, you know.
Dorit, what exactly happened with Lucy Apple Juice? And why did you not rhyme juicy with Lucy?
I believe, Mr. Boone, that you should let children make their own decisions in life. And when my son Bagger Vance came to me, told me he wanted to name his dog Wonder Furman, I said no. So we settled on Lucy Apple Juice. It doesn't always have to rhyme. Otherwise, it would be named Boy Bulge, and who'd buy an album from a monster like that?
Boy Bulge. So you got Lucy Apple Juice, and what happened?
Have you ever seen the movie Cujo? A little dog gets inside a belly, and Sigourney Fever runs around a ship and tries to save people. And before you know it, a little puppy bursts its head through and eats off a chunky pester man's face. It was basically the same thing, Ben.
So you had to give Lucy away.
The abusive, Goosey, goosey. Traitor, traitor, Lucy Gator. That's what we call an Albin. I'm here to protect my children. Bagger, Fanini, Melissa, all of them.
And who did you give Lucy to?
A wonderful woman. What a kind-hearted woman. She had the face of Snow Winder, and she had the heart of Sleeping Goody, and the name of Shelley. Shelley Ter! She was a business associate of Piquet's. Once she had scientists from the Learning Annex Museum of Scientology and Life fix his face. She said she just wanted this dog to keep her warm at night. Wrap the dog around her with her love. So I said, take her.
And would we be able to summon Miss Shelley Turr to this
she's
court?
She's extremely busy, Boone. Boone, she's got a job, a life, she's a career.
Does she even exist?
Of course she exists. Well, I've got a picture of her right here, Boone.
Oh.
What a lovely woman. Not the best driver in the world, but...
I think that's Cruella De Vil, actually.
Listen, as my new son, you can name her whatever you'd like. That's the rule in my house.
Listen, I think that you're not the only one involved in this. I would like to call upon your husband, PK. Hi, babe. Hi, babe.
PK, babe. Welcome to the stand.
Hi, babe. Just had to come around. Just, I was just walking around looking up some women's skirts. A lot of women don't wear underwear. Put that on the record. Keep that on the record.
I gotta say, PK, I love your shoes. Are those mirrors on your shoes? It's so helpful. If you got something on your teeth, you just look down.
I didn't do it. Was that the question?
Tell me about your face. Was there a less handsome face on your head before? Did the dog rip off the less handsome face and make you the gorgeous specimen you are now? Are you single?
I'm not single right now. Although, I have filed that way for my taxes, yes.
PK would file single on his taxes.
I know.
Idiot.
Babe. I think I gotta get you out of here because it's looking bad for us. I mean, all I am is just a humble man whose only job is to read contracts very carefully and find out what the rules are for certain things like returning dogs.
Well, here we go to file our taxes and listen to lovely adult contemporary music, talk to our friends, celebrities, possibly Jailer, whose home we've bought with our own money and completely own and don't just rent from an investment corporation.
I think it's time for a new witness. Let's have a new witness up here to get to the bottom of this, okay?
All right, you know what? I'm getting tired. It's time for my nap. Yeah, before I do things, I'd like to take a little nap. That way. You got energy for the nighttime, all right?
The court would like to call up Teddy Mellencamp.
Oh, that's...
Hi, I'm Teddy.
Coming up to the stage is apparently some sort of a marionette. I don't know who's pulling the strings, but someone is because her hands don't stop doing this. All right, welcome to
I'll
the
take
stand.
It.
Welcome to the stand, Miss...
I'll make this quick. All that happened was that I just walked to that Vanderpump Dogs. I was going to go do a ride, and that's it.
I have one thing to say for myself. Hi, I'm Teddy.
Hi, I'm Teddy. Okay. So actually, there's a little bit more to the story. I was talking on the phone.
I love phones. They talk on the phone all the time.
With John Blizzard, and we weren't talking shit. I just was having a phone call with him. Hi, I'm Teddy.
My father used to work for the phone company.
I go around with him every day, and one time I saw this house, and I said, Daddy, I want to grow up, and I want to live in this house with a fat guy who understands dry cleaning. And it happened. It happened.
Teddy, you said you were only speaking just professionally with John Blizzard. Is that really true?
Is John Blizzard really a name? It's a silly name.
I was speaking with John Blizzard, but only because I was manipulated into speaking with Tom Blizzard.
Yeah.
I really was just trying to call Columbia House Records and get my membership canceled. But every time I called out, it was this guy, John Blizzard, so...
Manipulated!
Hi, I'm Teddy.
All right, let's bring up a new witness. This is the longest people's court
I've
ever...
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, my God, I love you.
I don't give a fuck if you love me.
Yes, Erica, yes, queen.
I don't give a fuck.
Do that, you look dead.
I don't give a fuck.
She looks like she's in court.
Don't give a fuck. Justice system, don't give a fuck.
You have an extremely loud homosexual. What do I get one like that? Mine's so quiet and polite.
Erica, what do you have to say for yourself? Anything?
I don't give a fuck.
All right.
All right. All right. Next witness. Get on up here.
The biggest witness.
Oh. Hi.
Are you kidding me?
Are
right
you
now?
Kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
Oh, my God. Don't you just love the American justice system? Justice is blind, but it can hustle, baby. It can hustle.
So, Lisa Rinna.
How are you? How are you?
Now, Lisa Rinna, you've perfected your Lisa Vanderpump impersonation.
Yes, it goes. I'm British. I'm so British.
You've also claimed that Lisa Vanderpump taught you exactly how she leaks stories, which kind of gives you the opportunity to know how to do it and look just like Lisa Vanderpump. What say you?
Listen, baby. I'll never cop to anything. Not as long as my dusters are on sale for $34.99. On QVC, go right now. If I'm guilty of anything, it's of a good deal.
You know what? I don't blame you, Lisa Rinna. When I was a little girl, my dad drove around selling dusters. And I said, I want to live in that duster. And now I do.
Judge Medley, were people doing coke at your house?
Yeah, it's called the coke room. It's where people do it.
I thought so.
There's sharks on the wall, and people just chop it up and do it right off the shark's head.
And now our star witness, our final witness.
Our star witness.
Miss John Blizzard.
John, event coordinator at Vanderpump Dogs, Pepperdine University, 1 mile away.
This is so shady. This is Tinder picture for those of you listening.
Actually, we do have another witness. Someone you might not expect.
Okay, John Blizzard, what do you have to say for yourself?
I love Teddy. Teddy was, like, so nice. And she was texting me, and then, like, she sent me eggplant, and I sent her snowman, eggplant, and then she sent me eggplant, snowman, eggplant, and I'd never seen that combo before, so I was like, what the fuck, Teddy? It's crazy. I was like, am I even texting right? Because I don't do anything right at work. Ask everybody.
Uh-oh, someone's coming through the courtroom doors. Whoa.
Oh, jeez.
Whoa.
What are you doing here, Ramona?
That's crazy. I can't believe someone sold a radar.
That's crazy. That's nuts. You know who sells stories? Radar? Sonia. That's who everybody knows her, right?
Yeah. That's why she's so mad at her after all. What court case are we in, all right?
Whoa. Reminds me of this one time. I was a little girl. I was watching MASH, and I was like, I love Radar. Geraldine Parsons-Smith was like, no, you don't. He's mine. And to this day, I've never been able to date Radar, okay?
Listen, Do I love dogs? Yes. Have I seen a dog? Yes. Have I sheltered a dog? Yes. Am I single? Yes. Am I ready to mingle? Also, yes. Okay. Am I ageless? Yes.
I'm ageless.
Guilty. Guilty of being ageless in the first degree. Okay. There, said it.
I object. To this room. I can't believe you put me in the fish room. Oh, how rude. How rude. Here I am trying to be a star witness. I mean, I don't have to be a star witness. I already am one. A cabaret star witness. Hit it, boys. Judge, 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 and a jury. Legal system in the court.
Bop, bop.
Chicka, chicka.
Bop, bop, bop.
Chicka, chicka. It's your theme song, door.
I object. I mean, would you believe it, girls? She put me in a room with a shark. With a shark. It's eating me. It's eating me up. I can't believe it.
Hi, geez. Luann, get out of here. No one needs you. And who's that crazy lady coming in now? Who's that? What? Order in my courtroom.
What?
Order in my court.
Who said, what? What's going on here? What am I being accused of?
Shannon, did you do this to the fucking dog? You do live in Orange County where that dog ended up.
What? Dog. The only dog I know of is Archie. What a hilarious accusation.
Now, that's not to say that I'm a stranger to giving shots to a dog, because that's the only person I could do shots with after David left me. Archie would hug me at night and both be drunk and sing to each other.
Did I tell a story?
No.
Do I have stories to tell?
Yes.
About David?
Yes.
Did a random blonde slut walk past my husband on a beach and steal him?
Yep.
Let me tell you something here, Judge Medley. I start scandals. And if Miss 30-year-old wants to keep accusing me of leaking things to Raider online, well, I can't even leak things to David anymore. 30 to 40 negative leaks to Raider.
I'll tell you who's guilty. Exercise bikes. I've always hated those things.
If I have to get on that exercise bike one more time.
One more time.
Here lies Shannon Medora. Killed. Killed by an exercise bike. I did it. I called Raider online. It was me.
Darling, you couldn't possibly have done it. I don't even know you.
I just wanted to be loved. That's all. Just wanted to have the embrace of a man, even if it's just an editor from Raider online, just to touch me and say, Vicki Gunvalson did this to you.
Judge Dorinda. I'm a very busy woman. Do you need me to prove it? Manila envelope, paper, 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 business, business. I do have specials to create for my 19 million restaurants, so please don't end this case.
All right, look at this case, all right?
You just manipulated Dorinda, the judge.
It's a mistrial. I don't know.
You know what? Who's guilty of this?
You know what? You know, I listened to the complaints. I spoke to lawyers. I made it nice.
Here's what I say. People are people, so why should it be? If you want a ham sandwich, eat a ham sandwich. Make a ham sandwich. What do I care?
You know, we are the world. We are the people. We are the ones who make a brighter day just by, I don't know, hanging out with John or something.
All right, well, Dorinda was useless. So we're going to leave this up to the people.
Ah, yes.
All right. With your applause, vote. Who leaked this story? To the French magazine.
Yes. Was it Lisa Vanderpump?
That's why we made you sit in the back.
Was it Kyle Richards?
Kyle Richards? Was it Dorit herself? Was it Piqué? Was it Tiddy?
Hi, I'm Teddy. No one?
God, no one even votes for me when it comes to bad things.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Teddy. This is what happens when you grow up riding horses every weekend. Hi, I'm Teddy.
Was it Erica Jane?
Yeah, Erica Jane too lazy.
I know that. Oh. Fuck do I care. All right, here's my link to Radar Online. Fucking amazing. Fuck you. Buy my albums and don't. What the fuck do I care? I'm rich without you, bitch.
Was it Lisa Rinna?
You're correct. I don't think you're going to win, but I think you're correct.
And finally, was it John Blizzard?
So who won?
I think Lisa it was Dorit. Rinna? I think it was Dorit was the loudest.
Dorit in a special twist of fate. All right, so Dorit
is leaving the courtroom.
All right.
Dorit's leaving the courtroom now.
Dorit,
thank you so much for coming to court. What have you to say for yourself? Oh, you're guilty.
Well, here's what I've got to say about it. Lucy's now in the finest home she could ever be in. Heaven, with God and Jesus and baby angels carrying her around. No one did anything more for that dog than me when I gave her to sell it to her. And I told her, don't ever bring this fucking dog back. And I don't regret a thing.
And there you have it. Dorit Kemsley, the guilty party at Radargate. I'm
guys,
so glad we
figured
that out.
If we could just solve everything like this. You know, no, I'm not mad anymore. Dorit's guilty. She confessed.
Wow. We really got the other. Thank you. Wow. That was a great session of People's Court. Wow.
Now we can recast Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and start all over again.
Wow.
Gents, this is Carl 3.0. I haven't met my quota, but guess what? I have got more life. Here's an ad.
Critics are calling Wild Rose funny, moving, and brilliantly uplifting.
I'm trying to get to Nashville.
Do you not think you've sacrificed enough for that fantasy?
It's irresistible.
This is me trying to make something of myself.
This year's A Star is Born only better.
You're young. You're incredibly talented. There is nothing you can't do.
Starring Jesse Buckley and Julie Walters.
When you put your mind to something, you can do anything.
It's sensational. A must see. Wild Rose in cinemas April 12th.
This week at Tesco, extra large Easter eggs are 2 for £8. And we've got an extra large choice on all your favourite brands, including Maltesers, Mini Eggs and Kit Kat. At 2 for £8, the only thing that isn't extra large is the price. Tesco. Every little helps. Ends 7th of April. Selected stores subject to availability.
So now for Summer House.
Summer House.
So we did that, A, because we really wanted to talk about it, but all Summer House, also because Summer House today, half the episode is this.
Kyle. Manda.
Why are you talking to me like that?
Manda.
Kyle.
Where's Kyle? This is a very Kyle-centric episode of Watch Our Crappens.
I know. Kyle's our gorgeous little waiter over there.
And we have a waiter, Kyle. Goodbye, Kyle. Doing it wrong, Amanda. Wait. Before we get into Summer House, I just have to say...
Why are you talking to me like that?
I am not on board with Kyle Richards co-opting Goodbye, Kyle. I am not down with that.
It's about her.
Fine.
We're the co-opters, all right? We sold t-shirts with that shit on it, okay? If anyone stole that shit, it was us.
Yeah.
And I don't bleed anything.
So, Summer House. So, the episode starts. You know, every episode is, like, exactly where the last one left off. So now we're in, like, a vineyard in the Hamptons. And everyone's drinking. And we have this new guy, Jordan, by the way. This guy... I feel like we're in big business. It's like Jupiter Holla. So where we last left it, Jordan had just told a bunch of people, like, yeah, I made out with Danielle last night.
Ew.
It wasn't nearly as good as that time I lost my virginity and then I kicked a girl in the face and she fell out of a moving train and turned into a superhero.
It was nothing compared to that time. I was dating this girl and she went into a store and tried to buy things. And the snotty clerk wouldn't sell her anything. Hilarious.
Yeah, like this time I walked into like Walgreens. They were like, you should be a model. And guess what? I'm going to sign you right now. And now I'm like the number one guy on Hinge. So like, by the way, Hinge, the like Hannah, Paige, and Jordan all work for Betches.com. And Hinge is a sponsor of Betches. So you put that together.
I have been named the hottest man the of most, Watch What Crappens magazine.
The most inconsequential conspiracy of all time.
I'm so sorry, but fuck Dorit, because I've been all day, I've been like, hello, lady at the hotel. What's my this room is like? Is the view good?
He was doing it on the airplane. I was like sitting there on the airplane, like doing something, and all of a sudden I hear, ah! And I'm like, I was like, Ronnie, I was like, what are you doing?
I could not stop. And it's like the worst impersonation ever, but I can't help it. I've been doing it all day.
He was literally doing it on the airplane.
Yes, I will help people if the plane crashes. Boy forbid.
Okay, so we start back at the vineyard. Jordan's being a douche, and the guys are like, dude, why would you only go to first base with that girl?
Yeah.
Who goes to just first base? That's crazy. That's not even a sport. And then and Carl's like, if you make out with her, like, you got a finger banger, okay? It's like yeah. The rule.
Yeah. That's the rule. Saturday's for the finger banging. Yeah. Yeah. Carl 3.0 is like, each .0 is for each finger, okay? So... Lindsay thinks that she's being so clever. She's like, because they've now all the girls are gossiping about this because you know, like the new girls who I love, Paige and Hannah, they come back. Yeah, I think they're hilarious. They of course tell all the other girls what Jordan said, and Lindsay is like, now I'm at like a three strikes you're out phase. I'm like, isn't that like any phase? Aren't you always at a three strike? Like, I just like the dumbest thing to like ever like declare. Like, you know what? Three strikes, you're out. Like, wow, you really, like, tore open the book on that one. Whatever that means.
Just how Danielle takes the news. Paige is like, I heard Jordan say, ugh, I made out with Danielle last night. And Danielle goes, in a bad way? And she goes, yeah, that's why I added the ugh at the beginning. Like, didn't like it. And then Lindsay goes, what the fuck? What? Jordan talked shit about me at the bonfire, and I gave him a second chance. And less than 12 hours later, he's talking about me again. Like, who does that?
I'm Danielle.
Danielle's gonna...
That's it. Nothing to add to that. I do PowerPoint, and I'm after the D. As in Command D, I just duplicated an image on my PowerPoint.
Here's what's on the agenda today. D, keynote. D, keynote. Keynote, D, 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 D. Keynote, D. Like,
yeah. Flowchart. So Carl's like, I'm sweating like a hostage, which, I don't know. So then Lindsay... Hostages are like, how dare you?
Oh.
They're like, I'm sweating like a Carl.
That reminds me of something I have to read you in my photo application. Ooh. On the cell phone, which I have no idea how to use.
Okay, so someone posted this on our Facebook group, so thank you, whoever posted this, because, of course, I cut off their name. I'm a really ungrateful bitch, okay? So it's Everett. And he is on a train to Newark Airport. Let's remind me about that if I forget what I'm talking about. And it says, standing room only at New J Transit, or NJ Transit, sweating like a hostage. This guy's terrible. Sweating like a hostage in this sea of betas, en route to Newark.
He's one of those.
Yeah. You know what?
Ew, that is disgusting. I liked you, Everett.
No.
Because you know what betas means. That's like a dog whistle for terrible pussy. People who like burn down schools.
You know what? Don't talk about people being betas when you're going to the most beta airport in the New York area, okay? Newark.
You're dating Lindsay. There's nothing more beta than that, okay? Girl, you might as well get your own little fishbowl that no other fish can go in and just stand there with big floppy sheet things. You're such a beta. Beta fish.
I'll tell you what's beta. Beta is getting on a subway car when you're all alone, walking through the heat of Manhattan. We're trying to get our strings to play. You're walking.
Is that Space Odyssey?
Yes. Never mind.
So he's
music
like
wasn't
hostage.
Playing.
Yeah, but people in the comments are like, oh my god, who goes to Newark? Gross. That's what everybody's mad about. Okay, so
I didn't even realize that. That's so funny that I had that rant and I was just totally in line with the people in the comments.
Yeah.
So Lindsay, so now they're like walking around the vineyard and Lindsay goes up to a guy who works there and she's like, oh. She's like, I want to ride the tractor. Like, what do you actually do with them? Oh, he's like,
what do you do with the tractor?
He's like, you mow the grass.
Just, oh. You know, if you need a grass mown, I can do that.
Like, Lindsay can't even score with the poor gardener.
I know. Okay. He's like, what do you use that weed whacker for? Single weed whacker. So
then Kyle's like, so Kyle and Amanda are still doing that thing where they're like, we're totally in love and everything's great and we're not fighting at all ever. So they're, Kyle's like, babe, do something sexy. Want to take my picture? Hey, babe, do some cartwheels. She's like, Kyle.
Okay. Oh, Kyle.
No.
Oh, Kyle.
The whiniest cartwheels I've ever seen in my life.
It's like watching a tissue tumble over. So... Then, speaking of physical feats, Carl picks up Paige and, like, carries her to the shade. He goes, wow, you're actually not as heavy as I thought. I have to say I'm a little disappointed because I really wanted to have you put your weight on me. Put your weight on me, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm not really good with math or, like, weight or pounds or anything, but I'd call you about a quarter of Workus.
Carl,
how dare you? Carl, I heard what you said about me in the vineyard, right? I kind of miss the Workuses, not going to lie. Okay. Sorry, I knew that was going to happen, but I don't care. They're so crazy, I miss them.
What are you doing? What did you say about me, Carl? Carl, I don't even care about you. Like, I literally don't care. Fuck whoever you are. You touched a girl. I'm going to fucking kill you, Carl.
Jordan is now talking to... He's trying to flirt with Danielle because poor Jordan is trying to pretend like he's this big stud and stuff, but he's just lonely. He just wants a friend, guys. Just kidding. I'm just feeling for Jordan because, I don't know, it feels nice. That's the side I'm taking today. Jordan's side!
Yeah. Great
I'm
side
winning this
take.
Show.
Yeah.
So Jordan's like, what are you doing? And she's like, getting rosé? Why are you coming with me? I'm so mad at you. I'm totally trying to fuck you later in the kitchen, but right now I'm an independent woman.
Yeah, I'm Danielle. So Carl and Paige are now talking about Jeremy over in the shade. And Carl's like, coming from a douchebag and a fuckboy slash asshole.
No, you're not. Don't even say that about yourself because you're so not those things, Carl.
Trust me, I'm Carl 3.0, sweating like a hostage and reformed fuckboy who kind of still wants to be a fuckboy. Didn't hit my quota.
Hey, babe, I'm minored in fuckboy.
Yeah.
Right. Minored in it. So he's like, okay. Go ahead. I'm just reading. So Carl's like, I just don't want to make out and stop there. Like, I don't make out with people that I don't want to start things with. Like, what is this? This is I Love Lucy? Like, what time period are we living in? And who are you? You're Carl. We made out. It's like, we're going to have a baby, right? She's like, Carl.
I mean, outside of
outside of work, I have a great life. I have a beautiful brunette. I'm at the Vineyard. I get morning wood every single day. I mean, why can't this be my life? Why can't this be my job?
Yeah, why can't this be my job? It can. Use your youth. You know, I can't tell the summer boys enough. You're young and you're hot. Whip out your dick. Like, what do you even have a job for?
Please.
If I was young, thin, and hot, you think I'd be sitting here right now? No, I'd be in some private plane somewhere. Touring around with my album. The Mess. Just be called The Mess.
I like that we took the exact same stupid note. Lindsay saying, I need more rosé. Straight for the rosé.
Straight for the rosé.
Single Lindsay. I really want to get some rosé right now.
Let me be your ways right now. Straight up there. Go straight for the rosé.
Go straight for the rosé right now.
So I just thought it was really funny that it shows us a sad, lonely clip of Jordan walking to the additional seating area. I don't know why that's so funny. It's like, sorry, Jordan. Everywhere else was full. So the gang all gathers over at the picnic table, and Lindsay, yeah, I need my rosé. And Jordan's like, you want to scoot in? But no one wants to sit by Jordan. And so he's like, here, you want me to take your chair? She's like,
don't be a southern man. Just don't be a southern gentleman. Now just because you saw Carl do it.
Keep in mind that Lindsay is on some weird thing because in the last episode, she's like, well, when Albright and I moved in, things got really weird. And then someone else is like, yeah, things can get weird when, you know, people move in together. And Jordan just goes, yeah, like what just happened with Lindsay and Albright.
What?
So she's still, like, riding that high of, like, nonsense indignation, you know?
And I love that they betrayed Lindsay by casting everyone, like, 10 years younger. Because it is so funny.
She's so mad.
It's so funny watching Lindsay walk around with dresses, like, down to here. And, like, she's just trying so hard, you know? And
got,
it's
extra
your aunt
ruffles.
Is really mad at you, you know? She's like, I'm so mad at you. And like,
so
oh,
mad.
God.
So mad.
Just do whatever she says until she goes away.
Smad right now.
So then we go to, they're like, where's Amanda? Amanda's like, where's Hannah?
Amanda.
Where's Hannah?
Amanda.
Hannah.
Amanda.
Where is she?
Amanda.
Kyle.
Amanda.
Kyle, let me talk. I never get to
Kyle.
Talk.
Do you want some guacamole, Kyle?
Kyle.
I made some and brought some with us, just in case the winery didn't work out.
I don't even want the guacamole. It hurt my feelings the way it talked to me.
Hey, Amanda, when are you going to get out of that utility?
What? I'm trying to play along here, but I'm really scared for Amanda right now in my mind. I'm like, what are we doing to Amanda right now? I don't like this. So they call Hannah, and she's like really trying to make this grandpa 90th birthday party work, you know?
Hannah. Yeah.
She's like, I'm tearing it up at grandpa's 90th birthday.
So ratchet. Just hanging out with me and my grandfather and enjoying one of life's special moments. So ratchet. I'm so ratchet.
She's like, Grandma, get off Tinder. Get off the website. Get off Pornhub, Grandma.
Okay, Grandma.
Grandma, get up.
Now, why are you even on Grindr? That's not even for you. Grandma. So then we go back to dinner.
She's like, my friends are totally partying right now, and they are on another level tennis. Yeah. And then it cuts back, and everyone's sitting there just staring at each other, really bored, you know?
It's like, Kyle.
Excuse me, can I order a side of Kyle?
So Lindsay's like, now that I've gone straight for the rosé, did we address the makeout last night between Danielle and Jordan?
And Daniel's like, no, and I wanted to, obvi, because I thought it was very strange that, like, we made out at Hampton Social. And he's like,
you're the one who made out with me.
You made out with me.
So.
You made out with me. I was literally making out with 45 other people, and you came up and were like, no, I have to make out with you. And I was like, fine. I was being a gentleman. I didn't even want it.
And the waiter's like, excuse me, crackers. Lindsay's like, no, I don't eat carbs. He's like, no, like, you're literally the whitest people I've ever waited on. Who are you even saying over here, okay? You're so white, I don't even understand your English. Like, so Jordan's like, what I'm saying is that, like, you approached me. I mean, I enjoyed it, I guess. And she's like, oh, wouldn't I attack your face? I mean, kind of. We have video evidence of you attacking his face. Like, literally attacking his face.
I mean, there I was trying to make out with Gwyneth Paltrow, and you just come right in. So Kyle's like, I mean, how do you, like, make out with a girl and not try to take it farther? I mean, like, why don't you go that extra distance? And then it cuts to, like, randomly, Carl just has prosciutto in his mouth. He goes, hey, Paige, you want to try some prosciutto? Yeah. Carl 2.0 would use a fork. Yeah.
Nothing like rubbery dead pig to bring people together. It's like, disgusting. He's like, I'm saying you approached me. And Lindsay goes,
yeah, but, like, you said it like, I mean, I was Danielle. Like, there was a literal, Paige, am I right? Paige's like, yeah, you said
that. Yeah, I was totally right. I was totally doing it.
And Danielle's like, why would you say it like that? And Jordan goes, oh, listen, I made out with 19,000 people last night, okay? And Carl's like, God, this guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
He's like, even in this group, this guy's an idiot.
When you're Hinge's number one bachelor on a Tuesday, it's hard to keep people away. Sorry.
So Carl takes Paige to the side. He's like, come here. I need to talk to you. He's like, Carl 3.0 is uniquely programmed to bring the day back.
Yeah.
I'm an expert in drama management. I'm also a professional hot seat sitter. I was like, okay, stop. I feel like, you know, he's like a housewife. He's like a nini just trying to say something he can trademark later for T-shirts, you know? It's okay, but his trademark game is even bad. It's like, how are you going to iron that whole thing onto a T-shirt, you know?
It's very long. I also like that now every time he says something, he ends it with a goofy smile. He's like, yeah, I'm Carl 3.0. He, like, curls over and smiles.
So he's like, yeah, I'm a professional hot seat sitter. And then they show a clip of the twins just berating him, saying, I'm done with you, Carl. Carl, I am done with you, Carl. What are you saying?
Carl's out of my head.
I'm done with him. She's done with you. I'm done with him,
Carl.
She's done with you.
I'm done with it. I'm done with it. And he's out of my hot seat. You pulled out my hot seat. Carl's a hot seat. That's my hot seat.
You still think you're done.
Carl.
Where are you going, Carl?
Carl's like, he's like, listen, Jordan, the problem with you is you don't use a period. You use a comma. Sometimes a semicolon. Occasionally a hyphen. I did hear an ellipsis once. And I'm pretty sure used half a parenthetical, and I'm still waiting for it to close.
Yeah. Okay? Parentheses are okay. Sorry, I almost spit on your face.
Yeah.
Parentheses are okay. Just make sure that you, like, close them and don't use them twice.
Yeah.
You look stupid.
Listen, you just have to own the situation so we can go forward. I mean, look where we are. It's Saturday. We're at a vineyard. It's like the grapes of wrath. I'm like, Carl, the grapes of wrath is not a good comparison. That's not how you want to spend your Saturday. You know what I'd love to do? I'd love to be in, like, a real dusty part of America right now. With not a lot of money, and just traveling somewhere, that'd be hot.
I'm like, really stupid. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I was like, did Sidney Sheldon write that? And why do I not have a copy? Like, what the fuck are you talking about right now?
And you know the sad thing? I actually own Grapes of Wrath, the actual book. Like, who owns that? It's like an antique.
I've never read it. Don't worry. I've never read it.
Because Oprah. Fucking Oprah Winfrey. You want to talk about a manipulator? Do you know how many fucking Oprah Winfrey books I have in my life? It's like Oprah's book club. And so I get them. I'm like, oh my God. And I get them. I'm like, what is this? I don't even know what these sentences mean. Oprah Winfrey is really smart.
She is. God bless her.
That's the whole point to Summer House, guys.
So Jordan goes back to the table to put a period on his sentence. And he's like, you guys, as Hinge's number one dude, of course I'm not talking about the app. I'm talking about Hinge Magazine. It's a magazine about hinges and knobs. I was a cover boy. Anyway, it really hurts me that you guys have this perception of me, of me going around your back. And Lindsay just goes, count the ways.
Count the ways. Count the ways.
It literally makes no sense. And even Jordan's like, about what?
Yeah. She's like, you spoke up about me. And you said no to making out with her when you made out with her. And then you said you made out with like five other people last night. Hello? That is a lie. Straight in the road of lies.
Straight in the road.
And you know what? I'm going to the bathroom. Because I can't.
Yeah. Also, and I'm going to take the tractor there, okay?
But it, like, literally hurts me, stupid Jordan.
So the girls go, and Danielle, of course, follows her. And so Kyle's like, oh, this guy's just a compulsive fucking liar. But I have to mention one thing. Before, when it was just the girls talking, Amanda's like, that guy is such a douchebag. If Kyle ever talked to me like that, I would never date him. And then he's like, hook.
Meanwhile, cut to Kyle at the table telling Jordan, I mean, man, first base, I wish you guys could have banged. It would have been so much cooler to talk about. And meanwhile, by the way, Lindsay's in the bathroom. The camera follows her into the bathroom as if it's going to be some scandalous moment, like some like Leanne Locke and they're just hands moment, you know? And all it is Lindsay going, he's a liar. He's a fucking liar. Case in point. Case in point.
No. Case and point.
Oh, case and point.
It's very important because Lindsay is such a dodo bird. And you hear her, like, you know she's actually going to the bathroom. Who goes to the bathroom on camera? Who does that? I know you have to poop. Everybody has to. God, I said fart and poop. You guys, I hate myself.
Wow, you really...
I'm not this person.
Wow, Ronnie 3.0. I don't know.
Take off your mic, okay? I don't want to hear you going to the bathroom. So you know she's really going because you hear she's in there. You just see Danielle at the stall with her giant, like, plastic earrings or whatever. And she's like... And then you hear in the stall, you hear Lindsay like...
Case in point. Case in
point. Fuck that guy. Case in point.
Case in point. Straight for the toilet paper. Case in point. So then Paige and Carl... Now Paige and Carl, they're gone like their 10th walk in like the first 10 minutes of the show. And so they're like kissing, you know. And Paige is like, we're in a vineyard. We're supposed to kiss in the veins. And I just start to imagine Carl in Little Shop of Horrors. And like... The only thing that could defeat Audrey 2 would be Carl. Because Audrey 2 would be like, rah, rah, rah. And Carl would be like, what's going on? Yeah. You want to make out, Audrey? Yeah.
Yeah, Carl would be like, give me your weight, Audrey 2. She's like, fuck this. I'm going back to Mars. Carl and Paige are making out. And Paige is the total Carl girl. But she's like nice. Actually, she's nothing like Carl. I don't know what I'm saying. So she's making out, saying, are you having fun? And he's like, yeah, I'm having fun. But unfortunately, she's like, stop talking, Carl.
Carl.
Just kiss me. So they kiss, and she's like, yeah. Like, you're supposed to kiss in the vines. Just don't fall in love with me, okay, Carl? And he's like,
Carl, is that afternoon wood you have? So now they get back on the bus. They're going home because they'll be having, like, a World Cup party and stuff. And so they're all partying. You know, every time they get on a bus, it's like, party! And we see Jordan sitting in the corner of the bus, all sad. And Jordan, I cannot even believe that this is what he says. He goes, all my life, I've done what I wanted.
Yeah.
I've said what I wanted and got what I wanted. And it's just not working in the Hamptons. I don't get it. It's like so many layers of privilege. I love it.
But it's also so many layers of fake abs. Because while he's saying this, they show his Hinge pictures or wherever. And he's modeling, like, I'm trying to think of, like, a model that he would look like.
Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob, yeah. It kind of is.
Yeah.
He's like a bendy corn on the cob. He's like...
It's like lots of little...
It's like doing his face like that, covering his face. Like
corn kernel abs.
Yeah, and then his abs are like... and he's like this
it's like
big.
A Dorinda corn.
I'm sure, Jordan. Okay, so, Jordan, we get a lot of good Jordan origin stories.
Yeah.
They're all lies. They're all fucking lies. Okay, so at home, Lindsay's like, not gonna lie. I'm gonna go to my bed for a minute.
Like, bombshell. Wow. I can't believe she didn't lie about that.
So people are taking a nap because they're wasted and they're going to have a party later. So Amanda's like, I'm going to lay down.
Kyle, it's nap time, Kyle.
Kyle's like, you want a drink, babe? It's like, can't we just take a nap? Cool kids don't nap, Amanda.
Amanda, not nap time. Summer is not for napping, Amanda.
So then Danielle, in every episode, Danielle has just some sad ass scene that makes me feel for her. And I don't love her, but I like don't hate her, you know?
Yeah.
And I just want her to be okay. And this is just not the way to be okay. She does shit like that you do in junior high to be cool. Like, fuck God. You know, like, fuck the wrong guys. Or we've all been there. I just, like, she's so thirsty. And so now they have their new mascot, which is Wesley the Zebra, or whatever, that they got from something. And they're really trying to make Wesley the Zebra happen, you know?
Yeah,
they're like, we are
really
so
hard.
Crazy. We're like adults with a zebra stature that we named Wesley.
Wesley Stripes. That's the zebra's actual name, by the way.
So she is talking to Wesley, and Lindsay's like, Danielle... I am talking to Wesley. That is crazy.
That's
case
crazy. We're outrageous right now. We're so outrageous.
We are, like, not gonna lie, literally nutso right now.
Oh
we're
my god.
We're nutso right now.
We're gonna be on, like, OK Magazine. So, yeah, it was just sad watching Danielle change her. She's like, I need Wesley to help pick out my outfit. And she's, like, changing it and talking to it. And it's like, I'm pretty sure Wesley actually came to life and left. I love all the shushing happening, by the way. You're like, I really need to know about
Wesley. I love
Wesley
a well-placed shush.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's time for a shush.
Keep it up, shush police.
Yeah, it's good. Everyone shush. Shush. Ooh.
Oh, God.
Wow, it sounds like...
It sounds like a whole room of gay disapproval, and I fucking love it.
Wow, it sounds like the beach. Sounds like where I'd want to take my wife, on the beach.
Put your weight on me. Okay, so then we get to what's happening all over the world. Rich white men playing soccer in their gigantic mansion alone.
Alone.
It's like, God, everyone's mean to me.
It's Jordan literally kicking a ball in the living room into a net.
Hannah's like, what's up? Grandpa party's over. Let's party. And he's like, everyone's being mean to me.
Yeah.
And she's like, but why? And he goes, it was like the bonfire all over again. Like, I got so attacked.
It was awful. It was like, first they were attacking me, then everyone was trying to make out with me. And it was so horrifying.
So then we get more of his origin story. He's like, I'm a military brat, and I moved around all over, and I always had friends, but there's no quarterback to buy off with my sweet, sweet dick-sucking lips now. And I've just got so many people against me. And while he's talking about how he had so much friends as he was a kid, they keep flashing pictures of him being a kid, and it's like, there's Jordan, alone in a helicopter. There's Jordan, alone in a tree. It's like, it's so funny. It's so sad. But also funny. I love pain like that. I love some good denied pain. Do you know what I hate? People who are in touch with their pain and want to talk to you about it.
Yeah,
No. Make up some lies like Jordan.
Yeah.
Pretend everything's okay. I don't want to listen to your fucking pain. Get the fuck out of here.
Hannah's like, see, the problem, Jordan, is you're just really hard to read. He goes, that's the thing. This is my face.
This is like my face.
She's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Meanwhile, Kyle's literally, he's got this gigantic bottle of Grey Goose or something. He's like, he's like Dorinda in the kitchen. Like,
I hardly even drink. I didn't even look at
So Hannah's like, he is so drunk. He's like grandma drunk. And Kyle's like, oh, good. Carl's wasted.
Yeah.
So then Carl is in Twell. What does that mean? Carl in Twell.
Carl was in a towel.
Oh.
He's like, hey, gents, I just thought I'd walk around here in a towel. Oh, my God, you grabbed my towel off me. Oh, here's my butt. Here's my butt.
Well,
here's
that just goes to prove Saturday I can't type with my eyes closed. Because I was like...
It was like watching a two-legged giraffe scamper through the house. Much like Kristen, but she's a four-legged variety. Seriously? Seriously? Case in point.
Case and point. He can't help himself. He has to do it correctly.
No, I said and point.
Oh, she's like, and.
I said it.
Case and point.
Case and point. Seriously? Seriously?
Seriously? Is your grandpa 90?
Seriously, I feel like you're like not even appreciating all the hard work I put into being me.
Gaga, gaga.
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 When will I stop being crazy, Kristen, and just be crazy, Kristen? Gaga.
Gaga.
So they are getting ready for this World Cup party, and they're all dressing as different countries, which... I don't know. I feel like in our day and age, you're really too white to be doing that, all of you.
Hey, what did Carl go dressed as?
The Eiffel Tower. Because we saw his Leaning Tower of Pisa a little later. Italy. He's Italy then.
I was literally setting you up for your next note.
You were? What did I write?
Carl goes, I'm Brazil. I'm Brazil.
Shut up, Carl. I'm Brazilla. I don't read far in advance. Who needs me ahead? I need 30 minutes for each scene. Right? So Paige is like, I don't know anything about the World Cup, but I do know this. If it's a party with a theme and a costume, I'm going to kill it.
I'm like, what is she going to be? Some girl in a beret.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be a girl in a beret.
Nailed that one, Paige.
I'm French. So Amanda's like... I want to get food, Kyle.
Kyle, can you help me think
can we get food? This is what happens when you don't nap, Kyle.
She has such a strong nap agenda every single week. She gets so mad when she's the only one who wants to nap.
I get it, okay? We came into lovely Phoenix today, and Ben was like, I'm so hungry. And I was like, well, have fun. Eat your fucking arm. I don't care. I'm not going anywhere.
So Amanda...
That's where I went, to my bed, okay? And I napped, because that's what smart people do. Now look at me. Gorgeous.
Beautiful. Refreshed.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
My fat. I'm from France. I'm going to do a 19-hour show here at CB Live.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
So Amanda's, like, trying to guilt Kyle for not napping. And he's like, Amanda, I'm in the middle of hosting, and you're still in your pajamas. She goes, Kyle... This is my outfit for tonight. Oh, what country is that? Is that Antarctica or?
Here's the thing about Amanda. She's not really wrong about Carl at all, but she's asking for help to order a pizza.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you have to look closely at these fights because she's like, but the real problem is that Kyle cheated on me. I'm like, great. Can we talk about that after you order the pizza? Because I'm literally starving right now. So,
I mean, how can I not think about cheating when I order from Postmates? You're supposed to be my mate, Kyle.
I was like,
one of those high-level Postmate jokes you've all been waiting for.
I'm not judging it. I'm trying to get it.
It was seamless, darling.
Oh, Ben.
He's actually choking me right now. He's like, stop it. Stop it.
I'm sorry I cheated on you.
So Paige comes out and goes, look, I'm French.
Yeah, Paige. Paige is like, I'm French and stuff. So Carl's like, is it weird? I'm like craving your makeout.
It's like, no, it's not weird. It's really kind of you, because, like, I don't think anyone's ever said that to me before.
Wow. No one's ever made me feel like a Reuben sandwich before. No, I feel like Shake Shack.
So Carl's like, all right, here's the deal. We got to talk. Got to get it off my chest, right? Like, look, yeah. Here's the deal.
Yeah, deal. Big deal.
You're a babe.
Saturday's for the babes.
But, like, can you be honest right now? Like, got a connection, right? We've got a connection, babe. Yeah. Right, babe?
Yeah, like a high, like DSL high-speed connection.
And she's like, and
it's like, commercial! Which is so funny. This show is so stupid that this has been the whole season. They're like, what is she going to say?
Yes. Do they have a connection?
And then she's like, we have an intense flirtation, Carl. She's like, I don't know Carl well enough to know if I could have a relationship with him, but, like, he's 6'3", and he's talking about feelings, which is hilarious, so.
Also, he's Carl, so.
So Carl's like, well, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not flirting with anyone else, but you can. She's like, I know.
And he's
like,
I know. And when I say I'm not flirting with anyone else, I mean... I'm also flirting with 5 other people here. Yeah.
I can't get laid the same as I could last year. I said it. I wrote white people party. Because that's so the next scene. It's like white people party. They're like, bro! Ham! Bro! Ham!
Bro!
Straight to the Brazil, bro! And they're doing the things that only straight guys on TV, hopefully. I know that there are straight guys here, so no offense. I'm just saying it's... My disclaimer is straight guys on TV. I see you down there.
Yeah.
You handsome.
He doesn't know what he got
himself
into.
My little head twin. I've had a head twin in every audience lately. It's like my luck.
He thought he was coming to see UFC. He's like, what is this?
Where's
Ronda Rousey?
Only white guys on TV do this. They're always like, bruh.
Yeah.
Like they're too dumb. It's like guys in the future, which is now, like don't want to shake hands anymore because we know about germs and stuff, you know, since like we know medical stuff now. And so they're just like, bro.
Yeah, bro.
And they just like hit each other's wrists with each other's wrists.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's the gayest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Isn't that the funny part? It's like how they're identifying each other as straight people in the wild. But like, you know, they'll all blow you after 3 beers. Yeah.
So now, outside, Jordan's just sitting on the steps, all sad. He's, like, bouncing a ball, like, boop-a-doop-a-doo. His little hat with a propeller has, like, come to a halt. So Paige and Hannah are like, Jordan, come over here. Jordan, come on over here. So he comes over. He's like, I just feel really attacked, and I feel alone. And I tried calling my best friend Julia Roberts, and she didn't answer. I called Robert De Niro, and he didn't answer.
So Paige is like, we're your friends from work, which comes before being friends not at work, I guess, which we're friends now. I'm not really sure what I'm trying to say, but you should really stop compulsively lying to people, because I don't like that.
Yeah. He's like, but how do I fix it? And Hannah's like, word of the street is like, you lie. And like, people like you for you. Like, you don't have to tell lies or like... put cleaning supplies in your stomach. Like, what is that in your stomach? It's weird, bro. It's weird.
Got
it. Is it an oil pan? What is it?
Hannah, thank you for this advice. I'm going to think about it a lot tomorrow when I blast off to the moon on my spaceship.
So then Kyle and Amanda. Oh, God. Okay, Kyle. Yeah. These two set themselves up for failure. Okay.
Yeah.
For example, Kyle is drunk and trying to put on lederhosen. Have you ever tried to do that? I have done Sound of Music twice.
And even I have trouble still.
The hills are alive with the sound of Kyle.
Kyle.
Amanda.
I'm literally out of Sound of Music songs. Thanks for coming.
Okay, so Kyle's like, what are you doing in there, babe? And she's like, can I have a moment, Kyle? And he's like, you're pooping, aren't you? She's like, I said I need a moment, Kyle. He's like, yeah, you need a moment to poop.
Keep it on my lederhosen, thanks. Wash your hands first, too.
When you have to hide from your man in the bathroom to poop, get a new man. You just have to. And I think they're really cute, you know? Like, they're just as boring as each other. Like, they seem to match, you know? But my mom used to go into the bathroom because that's the only time she could get alone. And we'd be like, Mom! Mom's like, stop it! I want one fucking minute to myself, please! And now it's like you're grown up and that's your boyfriend, you know? Mom! By the way, no one has ordered pizza.
Yeah,
I would just like to note that.
She's in there looking at Yelp, which is what I would be doing. Delaying dinner for 90 minutes till I find the perfect place on Yelp. Just need a minute, guys.
Oh, God, so here we go with this fight. I can't with this
fight. I mean, they just fight.
Your name calling, Kyle. Why are you
such an asshole, Kyle? We could have had a nap together. We could have napped.
Kyle, why are you name calling me?
I was like, what did he call you? He didn't call you anything. He's like, but you're cursing at me.
I talk calmly to you.
I'm like, no, that is not talking calmly. But someone's like, why are you yelling?
Yeah.
Why are you yelling? Why are you so mad right now? Fuck you.
So they basically just fight, and the cheating comes up. It's the, you know, the usual sad straight people fight, you know. So they're like, Kyle, Amanda. And then downstairs, we just see Danielle going, if I were nationally ranked at drinking, I'd be numero uno. I'm Danielle. I'm new personality this year, and I'm fun. Flowchart. PowerPoint.
It's so embarrassing. She's in the backyard like, yeah, look at me, I'm listening. And she's like dropping on the grass doing the worm by herself and like.
Ina Garten is next door just shaking her head.
Bless her heart. Danielle is wacky outside is what I wrote.
She planned that moment all week long. She's like, wrote it down on Tuesday, say, I'm numero uno at drinking. Yes. Wait for the right moment.
So then Paige's dad FaceTimes her and saying, hi, Dad. We are having an amazing time. He's like, hello, you beautiful, gorgeous, amazing angel creature. Oh,
or should I say, mademoiselle, you're so French.
Like, you need to hang up on your father right now.
Yeah, please. Please do that.
I don't need you getting my ass into some trouble, okay? We're in public for this one. He's like, yeah. Hey, Paige, you're looking gorgeous. Like, yeah, Dad. We're playing beer pong responsibly. My dad is in love with me. It's insane.
He's like crazy.
In a non-scary way.
He's like totally crazy and sort of hot. I mean, it's crazy.
I was like, hang up. Hot. I feel like my relationship with my parents are good. What? Why are you FaceTiming me? I didn't even know how to use this. The fuck is Ronnie's face doing on my phone? What the fuck happened to my phone? Eddie, fix this fucking phone.
This is if it had been my parents calling me up in the middle of beer pong, this is what the conversation would have been like. So we took 684 the other night. It's a big accident. It's a lot of traffic. But we got there. And we drove back, and the accent was clear, but it was, you know, it was a lot of traffic.
I'd love to keep talking to you, but we have reservations in about 10 minutes. I'm waiting for your father.
I made the most amazing chicken last night.
I know he's going to be here. He's going to do it. Never count your father out.
Your father has something to say. Ben, I'm numero uno at drinking. Dad!
Dad, get off the ground.
Stop doing the worm, Dad.
So Paige is like, yeah, Dad, put your shirt back on. That's Carl. That's Carl, Dad. And Carl's like, Mr. Paige Rigatoni. Really awkward right now. Hi, my name is Carl 3.0. I understand hot seats and fingering chicks after you make out with them. And
I have a bad case of PPM, premature parent meeting.
Would you like to buy $10 in staplers? That would be great because I'm under quota.
What does he sell? Staplers? What does he sell?
I just have to sell this box of paperclips, and then I can take a summer Friday.
Quota.
So, meanwhile,
he's
Amanda's...
like, some guys have premature ejaculation. Some guys have premature marriage. I was like, why would you go from that to that? And he goes, and he's like, and I have premature meeting parents. I was like, oh, T-shirt. It's going to be on a T-shirt. Premature meeting parents.
So meanwhile, Amanda has like now gone to like five different bathrooms in the house to cry alone. And Lindsay has seen this, and Lindsay can never be any happier than when people are miserable. So she's like,
she's like, she was crying, and she was like,
like, all the flaps and ruffles on her shirt just like stood up, like, woo. Because she has so many flaps and ruffles at all times. Like everywhere. It's like,
oh, Kyle, darling. Kyle, my little Kyle. Oh, the real one. Kyle. He doesn't know because we're saying Kyle so much.
Kyle.
Can I have another one, darling? Kyle, I love you, Kyle. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Kyle.
We've rewritten the entire franchise for you, Kyle. Hello, Kyle. We've turned it into a positive. Okay.
So Lindsay's just so happy. So she goes upstairs and starts talking with Kyle to be like, you know, basically to find out what misery that they're in.
Yeah, okay.
I heard you guys are fighting. Yeah? Yeah?
He's like,
you want a cropper out of a photo? Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah. Here's what I advise you to do, unfollower. So.
Yeah.
He's like, honestly, like, everything she associates with me cheating on her is me being blackout drunk. I was like, well, stop using that as an excuse when you cheat on her.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Just say you were sexually attracted to someone else.
Yeah. This is what happens when gay guys cheat. We say, I cheated. And then the other one says, girl, what was that like? Why didn't you call me?
That's when you FaceTime a bitch.
Yeah. So meanwhile, Amanda's downstairs talking to Paige, and she's telling her side of the story. And Paige is like, you know what? As a friend, I will support her in any decision she makes. And as a roommate, I'm totally bored by this.
Yeah.
Fun party, huh? Glad I wasted my beret on this.
Yeah. Vive la France.
Paige's commitment to her French outfit is so funny. She's like, oh my God, we're so French, like sitting on a stoop.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like Macron. So meanwhile, Lindsay, the one thing that Lindsay has a great skill at is turning everything into something about her. So Kyle's like, yeah, I mean, we're having relationship issues and, you know, I cheated, I feel terrible. It's like, yeah, like Everett.
Yeah.
Everett, like, that's what happened with me and Everett. I talked about it with Everett and my family and Everett. Everett. Kyle's like, what? What's happening?
Yeah, like, she thinks that, like, every time you black out, like, you're gonna cheat. And not, like, because you want to cheat, but because you're blackout drunk and you can't help it.
That is such an excuse, okay? Yeah. You're just gonna cheat because you're gonna cheat, okay?
Yeah.
And he will cheat on you again. And that's just the way it is. And those people suffering through that right now, I do not mean you. But if this, you know, screw someone else once, shame on you. Screw someone else twice, I'm gonna slit your motherfucking throat on TV.
So then Kyle and Lindsay somehow, like, they at the end, they're, like, heart-to-heart. They have one of those, like, bullshit moments where Kyle's like, you know what, Lindsay, through thick and thin, you're there for me. Except for, you know, when you ice me out and defriend me and cut my girlfriend out of all your photos and launch a hate campaign against me. Yeah. Other than that, though, you're there for me.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to know that when I write a 17-page email... detailing what a monster you are, that you actually take the time to read it. You know, you're a stand-up girl, Linz.
Yeah.
And she's like, Kyle has never come to me before with this issue, especially about her. But, like, he can totally come to me now.
Okay. Yeah, you give him great advice.
Like, Everett.
Everett.
That's Lindsay as a counselor.
Yeah.
You know, I just can't get over my mommy issues. I've talked about my mother twice in one show.
Oh, my God. Everett was in Iraq, and he came back on the 4th of July like Tom Cruise in that movie. It's so sexy.
Yeah, and he has a mother, too. His mother's name is America. So, yeah, so now everyone's going... I love when they go out on this show. They're like, now it's time to really go out. They're like, yeah! And then, like, 15 seconds later, they're, like, coming back. Like, well, that was a fun time going out.
Because the Hamptons is apparently the only place in America that has self-respect. They're like, you are not shooting anywhere.
You know that Ina Garten is standing in front of a restaurant like, No. This is my show.
So then Hannah comes home and starts making it, microwaving everybody hamburgers, and she drops one on the ground.
Yeah, I like that.
I love Hannah.
Yeah.
I love her. She drops it on the ground. She's like,
I know.
She picks it up, and then she goes right out. She's like, where's Paige? Here, Paige. And Paige's like, thanks. Thank you,
Kyle. Thanks, Kyle.
Bye, Kyle.
Bye, Kyle.
Bye, Kyle. Thank you for disappointing me, Kyle.
Love, Kyle.
So Carl and Paige are kissing in the pantry again. They're back in the pantry. And they make out in the pantry. The clock goes like, you know, and they come out. And Paige's like, you know. And Carl's like, you know, every man has two sides. The horny douchebag side and, yeah.
That's it. I want to talk about...
douchebag.
Oh, yeah, when they were going to the pantry, Paige was like, boner alert, boner alert. This is so funny. But also a warning to America.
Yeah,
because...
foreshadow. Big foreshadow.
Yikes.
Foreskin shadow.
So the morning, Carl wakes up with a boner. Okay, I watched like... this, but... Oh, you bust too, darling. Kyle. My heart broke.
Carl gets out of bed the next morning, and I swear to God, it is literally like, what's up, gents? Hey. Saturday mornings for the gents.
It is like that. It's so strong. Like, now that is a strong morning. Mine is like, I'm trying, you know? It's like...
It's like Amanda. Balls.
My underwear look like this. My underwear look like this. Like, well, not in my shirt, but they're like... Eh. It's like tired. It's like... but it's trying, you know? Kyle's is like this.
It's like
picking his nose for him in the morning. That thing is pointing up. That is a proud.
Was,
you should be proud of that boner, sir. Nice
it
job.
It was like one of Ramona's pool noodles. Whoa.
Whoa.
I'm in the deep end with Carl's boner noodle.
So Kyle's like, God, I feel really terrible about last night. It's like, oh, God, I've heard it. You're like every Taylor Swift song ever. Just shut up already. It's like every time I go into Ross, it's Kyle over the speaker. It's like, really fucked up again last night. Amanda really means a lot to me. It's like, what are you crying about today, Adele?
I set fire to the guacamole. Kyle, I made that for you.
No one has ordered pizza yet.
Yeah.
2 days later. Just wanted to point that out.
By the way, I did love that, like, an episode ago or whatever, when they all ordered pizza for late at night and Hannah went in and ate all their pizza. I was like, this girl has a place in my heart.
And now we get one of my favorite segments of this show, Jordan's Church Bed Corner. I just love
Sister
the biggest
Act.
Douchebag who is compulsively lying about girls sticking their tongues up his butt. Is now sitting in bed, like, watching church. It's so funny to me.
Well,
and the preacher's like, you think Jesus doesn't love a sinner? Jesus loves a sinner! Like, all right. Calm down, okay? You're on camera, sir.
You know, before I came into the summer house, I was really concerned about missing church, so I called up the Pope, and he was like, listen, no problem. I'll give you direct access to my bedroom, and we'll talk. That was pretty cool.
So during this church scene, it cuts to him, and he's like, this house has turned on me because of Danielle. Gotta change gears again, but I gotta get them to like him. So now he's trying to come up with lies to get them to like him while he's watching church. And then he picks up a glass of red wine, and he goes like this to the camera. He's like... It's like planning your sin while you're watching church. I mean, it's kind of hot, I'm not gonna lie. If it weren't for those fake Abes. Okay.
So Jordan goes, and he's like, he knows he's got to make things right with Lindsay. So he goes up to her. She's, like, sitting somewhere. She's like, oh. And he goes up. I felt that was an essential detail to set the stage. And he's like, you know what, Lindsay? I woke up with a heavy heart this morning. Like, literally, I'm dying of a heavy heart. Will you like me, please? Like, I feel like the relationship I built with you has taken a few steps back.
I'm going to take the high road, and I'm going to make her think she's right. It's sales 101. What would Jesus do? Am I right? You know, Jesus, just lying to people to get people to follow him.
Yeah.
So Lindsay's like, well, thanks. I'd like you to kind of rub it in about her. I'm
like, I don't appreciate
it. And I'm like,
you can't talk about her like that.
Mm-hmm. So then Jordan's like, Danielle goes, Jordan, get ready. And he goes, for what? And she goes, I don't care, just do it. Like, that's like the saddest. It's like the writer's strike hit Moonlighting in the 80s, you know?
And then there's this, like, very strange scene of Carl trying to make breakfast, and he's like... Gents.
Yeah!
He drops tinfoil, and he goes, oh, I knew that would happen.
And Paige comes in, he's like, bacon. What's like the 3.0 eggs?
It's like, breakfast isn't on my list currently, but seeing him make it, it's going on. It's going at the top.
Yeah.
Paige's list of things she's looking for in a guy.
Yeah.
Morning wood that pokes you in the eye. breakfast.
And
socks up to your knees.
Someone craving me like french fries.
So she's like, so then they go, they're sitting out there eating breakfast together. And she goes, oh my God, breakfast reminds me of my grandma. And he's like, why? And she's like, because my grandma used to make breakfast. And he's like, really?
Whoa.
He's like, yeah, like when I was a kid, we'd go to North Carolina and we'd eat breakfast together.
Yeah. Me and my mom would go to the beach. It was like, going to the beach. It was like the beach house. Yeah. There was breakfast.
I waited on people like this all the time. You just listen to boring couples talk about nothing. Like, my God, we have so much in common. We both like breakfast. And that's why we'll be single forever. I'm telling you, just be a waiter. I was like, I don't ever want that in my life. You eat breakfast. Who the fuck doesn't eat breakfast? So Carl's like, do you remember last night agreeing to a date? And she's like, I do. And he's like, oh, I'm so excited. And Hannah's like, is that bacon? Because she's down on the tennis court. She's like, tennis!
Look at this pussy! I just beat this pussy! Jordan's like, please no, my childhood! My childhood!
So she's like, is that bacon? She goes, we're having a breakfast date. And she turns to Jordan. She's like, oh,
that's not going to end well.
Oh, God. So then, why do we have to end like this? I hate that we have to end like this, but we do. So Kyle's like, thought we could go to breakfast and maybe talk about stuff. And she's like,
Kyle.
Okay, fine. Yeah. So they go eat breakfast, and all she does the whole time is like this. And they're driving there, and he drives over a pothole, and he's like, yeah. And she goes,
And he's wearing tiny little sunglasses, and she's wearing really huge sunglasses, and that's the only thing I focus on, because he's like wearing little pennies. It's like, Manda. She's like, yes, Manda. It's like some weird, like, villain scientist.
So he's like, I'll start. I just don't want you to constantly associate cheating with me being drunk. And she's like, but Kyle, you get drunk and then you cheat on me, so that's kind of hard. Okay? It's not the drinking. It's the cheating. Yeah. Okay?
Well, could I be sober and cheat on you? Would that help?
And then Kyle's like, I want to do whatever I need to do to make this work, except stop drinking and stop fucking other people.
Yeah.
Anything else you want, I will totally do it. It's like, you're a grown man, Kyle, and I can't control you, so you just do whatever you do. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to stay by your side no matter what, cry a lot, and do this at dinner parties.
And he goes, Manda, look me in the eyes, I will prove to you that I'm capable of making good decisions. So now let's go put all our money into a new beverage and watch it fail. Okay, Kyle.
Now let's celebrate by fucking the waitress. She's like, Kyle!
Kyle!
And that brings us to the end of Summer House.
You guys, thank you so much for coming to our show.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for indulging us in a long-ass show. We really wanted to do this. Thank you, guys. We love you, Phoenix.
Thank you, Arizona. Good night, everyone.
London in the gold. It's not bad, is it?
See the remarkable true story.
He's a German, you can't ignore that.
It's moving and powerful. Brilliant. 5 stars.
Manchester City goalkeeper, Bert Trautmann.
The Keeper. In cinemas now.
What will happen when the UK leaves the EU? Do I need to renew my passport earlier than planned?
I'm an EU citizen living in the UK. How will this affect me?
Will mobile roaming change? How will exporting my goods be affected?
You might also have questions about how leaving the EU affects you. Find guidance and up-to-date information at gov.uk/EU exit.